This is so wizarding.
You're listening to the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network.
Broadcasting very fast and very dangerous from the planet Malastare, you are listening to So Wizard.
You're thinking, you said people gonna die?
The only podcast to make the Kessel Run in under 12 parsecs.
There'll be no one to stop us this time.
What is going on, everybody? It is time for episode number 504 of the So Wizard Podcast. I am your host, Joey DiCarlo, and with me, my co-hosts, the queen of all nerds, Aubrey Litchfield.
I would make some sort of kaiju noise, but I couldn't do it justice.
Could you try? And the expert, Mr. Marquis, Marcellus Ray.
In the immortal words of Godzilla, King Kong ain't got shit on me. What's going on, everybody?
You are listening to So Wizard Podcast, where three friends review movies, TV, and sometimes more, podcasting weekly on the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network. This week, we've got our review of Godzilla X Kong : The New Empire. But before we get into all of that, how's everyone doing this week? Marcellus Reagans, how the hell are you?
I am doing good. I'm doing good. I had a big project that I was working on last week, and it was due by Friday night, and I got a lot of sleepless nights trying to finish my project and also edit last week's episode. I apologize to everyone who heard the clicking sound through the entire episode. I didn't realize that my microphone was making that sound, and no one told me. So, of course, as I'm editing, I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm going to have to cut out 845 clicking sounds. So I got as many as I could, but it made editing the show a lot longer. So that, plus the Patreon episode, plus the project, I was very, very tired by the end of last week. So I'm glad to finally have that behind me and now move on to the next stuff.
What was your project?
It's something that, you know, is personal. something that I'm not willing to share to the public, but it was something that I've been wanting to work on forever, and I finally got a chance to finish it and got to finish right on time. So
the dungeon in your basement is done.
Yeah, I'm converting my basement into a Blockbuster video store. I'm almost there. Dropbox and everything.
Just need some copies of Last Action Hero and you're ready to go.
Yep.
Awesome. Aubrey Litchfield, how are you?
You know, I'm not nearly as busy as Marcellus. I don't have any side projects. I have no motivation or passion to do anything like that. So I can't say. It's been a week. I existed. Nothing happened.
All right. Well, you know, we're lucky you can do any projects, never mind side projects.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just existing.
Perfect. It's exactly how we like it here at So Wizard Podcast.
How are you doing this week, Joey?
I'm good. You know, it was a long week last week, just a lot of working and being tired. And then we had the weekend off. I had the weekend off, and it was Easter. So hopefully everyone out there had a happy Easter. But we went over to my in-law's house and it was like dinner, but closer to lunchtime. And we had, you know, mashed potatoes, corn, ham, all the good stuff. And my daughter cooked some awesome desserts, and my mother-in-law cooked dessert, and we just ate like slobs, and it was great. I went to the movies, you know, just a regular, just packed fucking weekend. So back to work today, and 4 a.m. comes quick. So, and by 4 a.m., that's when I'm like punching in at work. So let me rephrase that. 2:40 a.m. when my alarm goes off comes really quick. So it could be a hell of a day sometimes, but it's got to make it through the day tomorrow. You got both jobs tomorrow, and then I get to come in a little later and the rest of the week. So guess what a little later is?
4:30.
That's horrible. No, it's 6 a.m., 6 a.m. Okay. And 5 a.m. a couple days. So at least I get an extra hour or so of sleep those days. But yeah, good times. Just, you know, trying to hang in there. My wife and I are going to see Judas Priest and Sabaton in a couple weeks. And that's really what's motivating me to, like, stand upright and keep going is the excitement of going to another concert with Jen. So
nice.
But that is it. Anyway, enough about us. Let's talk a little bit more about us. Marcellus Reagans, please tell the listeners where they can find more So Wizard Podcast.
All right.
everybody, you can head on over to soulwizardpodcast.com, and there you're going to find a brand new episode every week. You will also find comic book, TV, and movie reviews, along with some creator interviews conducted by the one and only Adam Wallyhawk. And you can check out Adam's original comic book, Social Studies, over at socialstudiescomic.com. You're also going to find some links to our podcast merchandise, t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, magnets, coffee mugs, a whole array of items that you can purchase and represent Soul Wizard Podcast. Our social media links are there too. So reach out to us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and let us know what you think of the show. Find Soul Wizard on all podcasting streaming platforms, such as iTunes, Spotify, Good Pods, and pretty much wherever you can find a podcast. Check out our YouTube page, where new content is being uploaded regularly. We also have a Patreon page. For as little as $1 a month, you can receive exclusive bonus content while you're supporting the show. A special shout out goes to the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network. And I'm talking about Fans on Patrol, Pop Prism Power Podcast, Cult 45, the Movie Podcast, Superhero Speak, and the Gorilla Brain Podcast. That's it for me. Back to you, Joey.
No, I didn't. First of all, a podcast takes a lot of work, okay? You have to organize the guests, you have to do a Google Calendar, and you build a following. It takes a long time, and I've been working on it for a while, okay?
And we are back. All right, guys. We all had a chance to check out Godzilla X Kong, the New Empire. And we are going to discuss it. As always, we will start with non-spoiler discussion. So we'll talk about our trip to the movies. We'll talk about our general thoughts on the film, but we won't spoil anything. So if you haven't seen it yet, you'll at least know what we thought. Then Markellis will drop the drop, delineating spoilers. And we will move forward discussing the movie more in depth, with spoilers free. So if you haven't seen it at that point, you either don't care, or you are getting spoiled. Those are the only two options for you at that point. So as always, to start, we all went to the movies. Markellis, you had a very busy week. How was your trip to the movies to see Godzilla X Kong, A New Empire?
Actually, my trip to the movies to see Gong Show to see Godzilla X Kong was actually pretty amazing. Probably one of my favorite trips to the movies ever. I had celebrating my 2-year anniversary with my girlfriend this weekend. And as a surprise, she said she was going to bring me to the movies, which is cool because, you know, we go to the movies all the time for the podcast. But about 5 years ago was the introduction of the kind of the D-Box theaters. Or the D-Box seating, which is the chairs. They're like the recliner chairs, but they move with the screen. So if you're watching Top Gun and the pilot banks left, your chair will bank left. It's really cool. It's something I've always wanted to do. And then a pandemic hit and shut all of the movie theaters down. So I never got a chance to go. But it's something that I always wanted to do. And as an anniversary gift, my girlfriend tried to find a movie that would work with those chairs. And it turns out Godzilla X Kong was that movie. So I went to go see it in a nice theater, the fancy chairs. It had the D-Box, so I was able to move and shake and do all of the cool stuff as the movie was happening. And it's, you know, I also came across the one of my favorite things about this movie theater is that they still have their Rise of Skywalker poster hanging up because the theater shut down like right as the pandemic happened. So everything that was in the IMAX theater during the pandemic, like when they shut everything down, the remnants are still there. So I still get to look at my Rise of Skywalker poster when I go there. So it's awesome. But yeah, it was a good theater, good movie experience. I loved the D-Box chairs and I would love to do that again.
Where was this?
This was in Buckland Hills.
Oh, okay. At the Cinemark?
Yeah, Cinemark, yep.
Oh, wow. I didn't know they had D-Box there. Yeah, I that's probably the closest one to us.
Yeah, I think they have like the IMAX or the fake IMAX screen there.
Yeah, I've gone to fake IMAX there a few times with the kids, but yeah, I never saw the D-Box stuff there. So interesting. Well, it's a good thing it was an action-packed movie and it wasn't like Fathom Events presents Kramer versus Kramer. All right, that's one good movie-going experience. Aubrey Litchfield, what about you?
I would say my adventures were pretty good. You know, Noah's super hyped for a Godzilla movie. We went to Regal and they had their own exclusive cups and popcorn bucket. And so, of course, we had to get those to add to the ones that Markella sent us, which Noah was like beside himself about. But for some reason, the Regal ones, you can only get the cup and the bucket together. You can't just buy a bunch of cups. So, you know, of course, we had to get two. I got one, and then I was just going to let Noah live without the King Kong cup. But then Max was like, oh, no, I'll get one too. So we have two of these giant popcorn buckets, which I ended up using to fill with Easter candy. So it worked out. But he was super excited. And we went to go see it in IMAX, which are the only nice seats in the Regal. If you go see like a regular standard movie in our Regal, they're like really shitty seats. So the IMAX showing is the only one with like nice seats. And they still don't recline. So they really need to up that. But it is what it is. I actually got because I do the Regal Unlimited, I got one free IMAX ticket. So that was pretty nice because then I only had to pay for Noah's ticket because nice. I got mine for free and then I got Max's for free. So it's a pretty pretty easygoing experience. Somebody did start vaping at the beginning of the movie and Max yelled at them so they didn't vape throughout the rest of the movie.
Maybe that was just the D-Box experience of Hollow Earth.
Maybe. And he was like, is somebody really fucking vaping while there's kids in here? And then they didn't do it the rest of the movie. So nice. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, it was pretty uneventful.
Awesome. No, yeah. So I went to the movies by myself, obviously, because obviously none of the kids or obviously my wife didn't want to go see this. So we had gone to my in-laws on Saturday and I was like, man, do I want to go to the movies? So, all right. So wait, rewinding again, Friday, I worked till 11 at my job. So I'm an hour and 10 minutes away from home. There's nothing where I work. Like there's trees, a Dollar General and the store I work at. Like, that's it. There's nothing. I even asked the girl there, I go, where do people go to the movies? She's like, oh, well, you have to go here. And she's like naming off these towns and they're all further into the state of New York. And I'm like, ugh. So I know I wasn't really being a good boy and going to the movies immediately after work a lot because I was fucking tired, but it's not happening at all in this new location. So like that's not happening. So I was like, all right, well, I'm not going Friday. And then Saturday we went to my in-laws and I was just like, ugh. And everything's closed on Easter. So I had to do like actual errands, like things I have to do on the weekends. And I couldn't do any of them because Sunday everything's closed. So I'm like, fuck. I need to go get some stuff at the grocery store, blah, 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 blah. So I go to the post office. So I'm like, okay. So I went and did all these things. And now it's just like, I'm so tired. I'm not going to the movies. I don't care what time it was. Cause there was like a 9-something PM showing. And I'm like, I could go to that. And then I'm like, I don't want to drive there. So finally on Sunday, I got up and I'm like, all right, 10:30 AM. Here we go.
Nice.
And I went to the 10:30 AM showing at the Cinemark in Hadley, Massachusetts. And I'm like, all right, well, there's nobody here. This is awesome. So I'm just sitting by myself. And during the previews and the newbie, I was just farting around on my phone.
And then
a entire family came in and took up almost the full row near me, like the same row as me. You couldn't sit like anywhere else. And they were like arguing about what seat they were supposed to be in and what number was what. And I will say, I almost wanted to say thank you to the father because he was like, there's nobody else here who gives a shit where you sit. He's like, it doesn't fucking matter. I'm like, thank you. You know, somebody else like sees things our way, you know, just sit anywhere. Who cares? It's not like it was a sold out like Thursday night showing where you're like squeezing into seats. It's like the family that came and me like, just sit anywhere else. It's fine. So they talked through the entire previews and they did talk during the movie. But I didn't even stress it. Honestly, it wasn't that annoying. It wasn't constant. It was just a lot of like they'd be talking for a little bit and that they didn't have their phones out. Their phones didn't go off. The one thing that I was dying was after the movie was over, I was checking my phone to make sure there was no after credit scene. And they were like, I could hear them talking and they were like, that was so awesome. That's like the best movie I've seen forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, that about sums it up. This is a movie for the plebs, you know. Definitely wasn't some Oscar winning experience, but the family that talked to the whole movie really liked it. So So now that we've established what happened when we went to the movies, let's find out what we thought of the movie. Non-spoiler, Markellis Reagans, what did you think of Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire? Or Gong, as you like to call it.
Gongzilla.
That's going to be Ben Affleck is Gong, baby Gong.
So despite the fact that I, you know, got to the theater like on a bright Saturday afternoon and had like a nice fancy chair with the movie was also in 3D too. So 3D glasses, D-box chair, like the full experience. I started watching the movie and I enjoyed what I was watching at the beginning. Right around the third act, I kind of started to fade away. So I can't really give like a complete fair assessment of what I thought of the movie, but if you're looking for just big monsters, smashy stuff, this movie has that. And that I enjoyed. It got a little bit convoluted when a certain character gets introduced towards the end, and the human aspect of the story, it got a little bit kind of kooky. But if you, for just like a good monster punchy movie, I think this one was actually pretty good. I think it was definitely better than the last one.
It's a high bar to clear.
Yes.
Aubrey Litchfield.
So I think it was better than the last one. I think it's better than the past couple ones, actually. And I think it's mostly because they added a lot more screen time for the actual monsters in this one.
And no Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah, no Millie Bobby Brown at all. As always with these movies, though, the humans suck. But I'll get to that later. Otherwise, I think it was better than the last ones.
All right. Well, I think this movie is dumb. It's okay. Really, really dumb. And as I was watching it, I'm like, I now feel stupider for having seen this movie. It's legitimately stupid. And you get what they advertise, you know, monsters fight and punch each other. But I think this might be the worst that the human story has ever been in these. And it's just stupid. It's hard to get into it without spoiling anything, but it's just like, it's so dumb. And the stuff that happens is really dumb. And I think this is almost like Fast and Furious now. Like I'm not expecting a good movie when I go in to watch this. So like, I'm not sitting here even expecting a coherent movie when I go in to see this. If I have at least a slight bit of fun, or there was something cool that exploded, I guess that's about as good as I can ask in these movies. And there were some things that were fun, and there were some explosions and monsters falling into stuff. So, I mean, I guess it accomplished what it set out for, but I mean, you have to kind of go in with that mindset. It's just like Fast and the Furious. Like I loved Fast X because it was stupid. It made no qualms about being absolutely dumb. And this is the same way now. We've gone so far past Godzilla 2014. yes. Like that was trying to be an actual movie. This is just like, this is stupid and we know it's stupid. This is the best we're doing. And who gives a shit?
Right.
You know what you came here for. So that's it. That's what I think about it. It's dumb. It's very stupid. So the only way to continue to discuss this is to spoil it. So now, if you haven't seen it, get the hell out of here, because we are about to drop the drop and spoil Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire.
We're now let's talk about spoilers here.
I've got some spoilers. One clear spoiler. Yeah, here's a spoiler. You will die alone.
All right, guys, we're going to start with things that we liked. Markellis Reagans, what did you like about this movie?
All right, so things that I liked about this movie. I did like the fact that they continued the story of the doctor and her adoptive daughter, Gia. I thought, because, you know, she was a cute little girl that spoke to Kong in the other movie. She wasn't really like impactful to the story from what I can remember. So I was glad that they brought the same characters back. They kind of beefed up the story. They kind of incorporated her into the mythology, which I thought was really cool. I love Dan Stevens, the actor Dan Stevens. I think he's just fantastic. I love to see him whenever he shows up in a movie. He played Trapper, and his character is exactly the type of character that I want to see when we're watching these big spectacle special effects driven movies. I want that character that's just kind of doesn't really have a lot of stakes in the story, but can witness it and kind of comment on things that are happening and just kind of be like a goofball, like the Han Solo of the story. I love those characters and I always want to see them whenever I see these big movies. So I was glad that they had one in this movie and I'm glad it was Dan Stevens. I think he's awesome. Fantastic actor. I love Academy Award nominated actor Brian Tyree Henry is back as the podcaster. You know, shout out to the podcasters of the world. You know, they forced him in there. It was tough. They forced his character in there, but you know, he was there for the comic relief and I thought he was good. I always like when he's on screen too. And like I said before, this movie is just a lot of punchy. This creature is fighting this creature. And for that, that's exactly what I want. There's a scene where Kong is in Hollow Earth and he's fighting these other gorillas or apes, I should say. And one of them is like a little kid. And he grabs the little kid by the feet and uses him as a baseball bat to swing at the other gorillas. And when I saw that, I'm like, oh, this is a 5 out of 5 right here. This is exactly what I want to see in a movie that is definitely not taking itself too seriously. Joy, you are absolutely 100% correct. We have crossed over to the Fast and the Furious territory of Godzilla movies. There's no way that any of this should be taken seriously at all. And it was goofy. I like the fact that they were somehow able to incorporate, like, it's so blatant, like, this is a toy commercial. You know what I mean? Like, Kong gets a big yellow glove. Godzilla is now hot pink. He's not Barbie pink now. You know what I mean? Like they're like, we are going to sell so many freaking toys with this movie. And it's so damn obvious. And I love that. I love that simplicity of it. So yeah, you know, it's not Citizen's Kane. It's just a goofy action movie that despite the fact that I was drifting in and out of it in a third act,
even the seats swirling around and vibrating didn't keep you awake. At the
I end. Swear. And that's what I was thinking. I'm like, how am I drifting away? And like every time they punch my chair goes, it just shakes. There's a scene where Godzilla comes out of the Colosseum and he kicks the wall. And I swear to God, I felt like something like kicked the back of my chair, like really hard. And I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome. But yeah, even with all of that stuff, I was still, the story just did not keep me awake. But, you know, I had a good time and I would definitely hands down watch this one again. I would watch this one before I watched any of the other ones.
All right. Aubrey Litchfield, what did you like about the movie?
So I always think that things like this are definitely more enjoyable with Noah because he loves them so much. So it's like you almost get more excited because he's excited. So I think that I had a much different experience because of that. So I really did. I liked that. I feel like this was much better than the last ones. I feel like there's definitely more monsters involved in it. And, you know, that's not much to say because they're barely visible in the last ones. You know, you barely see Godzilla in the first movie. And then in the second one, you have a little bit more monsters, but the time that they're actually on the screen is very limited. In this one, I enjoy that Godzilla goes and seeks out different titans. I kind of wish that they had done a couple more before he goes into the scene with Scar King, but it is what it is. I think that the action scenes were pretty cool in this one, where sometimes it looked really cheesy, but I didn't mind it. You know, you're watching a movie with a giant ape and a giant lizard. So it is what it is. I really liked Mothra in this one. I liked how Mothra looked, I should say. Mothra didn't do much, but I felt like it didn't look... They didn't look bad. They looked pretty good for being giant monsters. I think that they did a really good job with the graphics and everything. Yeah. I mean, the story was kind of good in a way, in some aspects, and then there were others that I didn't like. But like I said, like I feel like it was much different watching it with Noah, who was excited about everything. So then that kind of brought me into looking at the more positives in each thing. I think if I had watched this without him, I probably would be like, okay, especially because I don't really care about King Kong.
What about his toothache? Do you care about that?
Oh, no, not at all. I think that the dude that does the podcast is kind of funny sometimes too, But other than that, yeah. He's like the only human that I can tolerate in this movie. And the really awesome 80s ballads.
All right. Oh, man. What did I like about this movie? Well, you guys are all correct. The monster fighting is just, it's really well done in this. And they don't care anymore. Like, there's not even an iota of trying to make it realistic. They just have them fighting and smashing all sorts of stuff and all sorts of it's like almost like Independence Day. The monster's destroying recognizable scenery.
Yeah.
Like Godzilla gave King Kong a suplex onto the pyramids. I always find that amusing in films, like when Wesley Snipes gave someone a suplex in one of the Blade movies. So that was hilarious. And you know, they're just wantonly destroying everything. And I thought it was kind of a little funny to me that they really poo-pooed the human reaction. So like the first movie is all about, you know, Godzilla as a force of nature almost, and like what's happening around Godzilla attacking. Like they go out of their way to not show anything. And this one, it's like they don't even give a shit. They're like, Godzilla's like plowing through the fucking Colosseum. And they don't even care. They're like, yeah, whatever, who cares? Just show the monsters. Like destroying the pyramids, all sorts of stuff. And it's like we've got to a point where humanity just accepts that these things are happening, and they're lucky if they don't get trampled by it happening, and that's it. They don't even care anymore. So it was pretty funny. Excuse me. It was pretty funny, especially after having seen Godzilla Minus One, which is a completely different take on the Godzilla and that stuff, to see now this version. This is like the American version, where it's just like explosions, monsters, fighting, who cares? I did like Dan Stevens in this, and you're right, Mark. He's exactly the type of character that you expect to find in this movie, and he's good in it. You know, it was just ridiculous. I appreciated seeing Mothra again. It's always nice to see the classic monsters. I wish we could get Minya in there, but maybe in the sequel he can hang out with Godzilla's son, or King Kong's son. What do you think about that, Aubrey? Can Minya come in?
I think it would be really cool to see a bunch of different monsters. I think that it was really cool to see the ones that they did show in this one, but I think that there's such a plethora that they can bring in that I think would be really cool, and I wish that they would.
Yeah, no, I agree. There's a ton of monsters that they could bring in, and you know, obviously we've gone off the rails at this point. So storyline wise, they'll just make it fit. Doesn't matter what it is. They'll figure it out. They'll shove it in there. So yeah. And I mean, like I said, the special effects looked very good in a lot of places. There are some places they looked bad, but for the most part, they looked good. And you know, it kept you awake, at least me, not Mark, but it kept me awake for the whole movie. So can't really complain there, but you know, it's like I said, at the top, you know, it's Godzilla versus Kong fighting other monsters, and that's what they advertise, and that's what they gave you. So yep. I thought it was hilarious that he just goes back and sleeps in the Colosseum again. Godzilla got up, had to do all this bullshit, and then he's like, oh, fuck this shit, and he just goes back to bed.
The guy was just in Egypt. He's like all over the place. He's in Hollow Earth. He's like, you know what I really want to go back to? That nice-ass Colosseum. Nobody bothered me.
Yeah.
Let me get some sleep.
Let's curl up there and take a nap. You know, we're going to the Colosseum, guys. But, you know, as much as we've kind of praised this movie and said it's almost critic proof, there has to be things we didn't like. So, Marcellus Riggins, what about things you did not like about Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire?
You know, there isn't really a lot that I did not like. I liked the characters before. I thought there was, you know, there's scenes where these characters in, I mean, you know, Kong and Godzilla, where they have to communicate story, but they don't talk. So there's a big chunks of time where it's just animals, you know, emoting, you know what I mean? Without really saying anything. And, you know, it's fine. You know, if you're a talented enough filmmaker, you could have a story where it's just animals not talking and you can still understand what's going on. But it seemed, at least to me, there is a big chunk of this movie where I'm like, oh my God, can we get back to the humans? Where's Millie Bobby Brown at? I'll even take that at this point. But other than that, once they got the whole, like, there's a tribe that they found in Hollow Earth and Mothra is being cocooned and we need the one girl that survived on the top to come down and rescue Mothra or free Mothra so she can go in and find Godzilla. Like, once the story started to get that convoluted, and then Scar King has like a crystal that's like controlling the ice Godzilla, I'm like, oh, what what is happening? I feel like I should be on his thread, and for some reason, it's just losing me. So yeah, I think the story may be a little bit too convoluted. But like I said, I would definitely watch this movie again because I did enjoy the punchy aspects of it.
All right, Aubrey Litchfield, what about you?
All right, so I hate the majority of the humans in this movie. I think that the little girl is really annoying.
I thought you were just going to stop there and say you hate the majority of humans, and then that's the end of the statement.
Yeah, me too.
That too. I do. I don't like the little girl. I think that her character is really obnoxious, and I don't like her whole progression throughout all of these movies. I think that she's really boring. I also don't like Trapper. I'm sorry. I'm not on that train of you guys liking him. I think
I'm not saying he's like the coolest thing on film, but like it's kind of the kind of stupid, barely a character I expect to see in these type of movies.
I don't know. I felt like he was really annoying and boring, and every time he was on screen, I just hated him. I agree with Mark. Like the story got really convoluted and really stupid, and that's saying something when we're watching a movie about a giant ape and a giant lizard. It felt like they were trying to have this good story, but it just kind of, I don't really like how like the little girl just teleported magically. I thought that it looked really stupid and I hated it. I felt like that could have been done better. I was okay with like the Scar King and Shimu thing, but Shimu kind of looks like the Light Fury from How to Train Your Dragon. And that's all I could see was the Light Fury from How to Train Your Dragon.
I thought he looked like a Pokemon.
If you look up Light Fury, How to Train Your Dragon 3, you're going to be like, oh man, yeah, that's Shimu. It looks just like it. And it's hard to take yourself out of it. It's like I'm watching a real life How to Train Your Dragon. And it just... I couldn't get past that. And I know it's such a stupid thing to be stuck on, but it kind of takes you out of that even being a really cool monster and that monster having like, you know, being as destructive as it is, because that's all I can fucking see. And Scar King reminds me of something, but I can't pinpoint what it is. And that I also might be from How to Train Your Dragon 3. Like they do this thing with the Light Fury where they like take control of her mind a little bit in the How to Train Your Dragon movies. Like the elder dragon or whatever it is that's in charge of them can take control of their brains. And like, that's kind of how it seems. Like it's like I'm watching How to Train Your Dragon, but with Godzilla.
Well, I got to tell you something, Aubrey, if you are not interested in a live action How to Train Your Dragon,
well, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Because they're making one as we speak.
And they just did. They just released it as Godzilla X Kong.
That's right. How to Train Your Gong, coming soon.
It's hard to focus on it because that's all I see. So, I don't know. The humans suck, and this was How to Train Your Dragon.
All right. Geez, you know, and I do think that a lot of this is just criticism proof because the movie is so dumb and so stupid. And we all know that everyone's just there to see monsters punching each other, that it's hard to be like, well, this part of the plot didn't make sense, because I don't think the people that made the movie even care if the plot made sense. I do think that one issue this series of movies has is it wants to be the MCU really bad.
Yes.
But it also is not good enough and has no pull. So when they were like, here's the girl we found on Kong Island or the fuck it is, Skull Island. I didn't even remember that. And I've seen all of the movies. I didn't watch the TV show, but I've seen all the movies. And I'm like, I don't even know who the fuck this girl is. Even the lady, the main lady. And they're like, oh, you got a haircut. Like, I don't even remember her from the last movie. I don't know, dude. Like, I don't remember any of these fucking people. Like, it's not like it's fucking Captain America and Thor on screen. It's just like some rando annoying people that have been in a bunch of movies. Wow. So the quote unquote connective tissue is annoying. The world building doesn't quite work because like they want to build a world until we get to the point where the monsters are fighting. And then, like I said, they just don't give a shit about what's happening other than the monsters fighting. And I will say that this is now the second movie in 2 weeks, Mark, that we've watched where people have been on the beach and things start freezing.
Oh, right. Dude, I was thinking the exact same thing. Like, I feel like I've seen this before in another movie with Empire in the title.
That's right. What the hell? And at least Godzilla didn't try to hook up with a cute ghost in this one. So I will say I felt like Godzilla got the short shift on this as well. Like, I feel like they're trying to still make him be like a force of nature in this. Like, and I get it. And it's easier to emote with Kong because he looks somewhat human. You know what I mean? Like, we've seen an ape before. We've seen apes emoting before. It's a little easier. But like, Godzilla like just sleeps and then he gets up and fucks shit up and then goes back to bed.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have a story or anything where Kong has this whole long involved story about he wants to find the apes and he finds the baby ape and then he gets a toothache and then blah, 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 where Godzilla's like, arrive, raise hell, leave. So it's a little frustrating, especially because I think Godzilla is the main pull of this franchise. I don't think King Kong would be one that people would be like, oh my god, I can't wait to see the new King Kong movie. I think it's really Godzilla is the big draw, and he kind of just, you know, he gets to do stuff, but it's just like you don't really get much time with him, or there's no way, no human character that communicates with them. Like, and then I have not seen these movies since we saw them for the podcast or even before there was a podcast. And I don't sit here deep diving on the lore of the Godzilla X Kong universe, but is Godzilla not born from a nuclear explosion like he is in the other movies in this? Because they're like, Godzilla and the Scar King had a battle in ancient times. I'm like, wait, I thought Godzilla was a lizard that got mutated by the atom bomb.
No, I think this is based on the... I don't think that was the case in the new Godzilla that came out.
Yeah, I don't know. 2017.
I think it was always they were creatures that lived underneath the earth.
Yeah, I wasn't 100% sure in this one. That's why I was like, wait, what? Doesn't even make sense. But then what does it matter if it doesn't make sense or not? The human stuff is awful. And we say that every single time we review one of these movies. I think this was better than it's been because I think they've finally just been like, all right, we need these people enough to establish some sort of plot and that they might be like a deus ex machina to get the monsters where they need to be to fight. But otherwise, like, no one gives a flying shit.
Right.
So they stopped trying. And I really hate that girl that goes from the island to living with her magical people in Hollow Earth. I don't know why. It's just so dumb. And I know you need that for Mothra, like that's part of Mothra, is have the two little girls like singing and Mothra appears. But like, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, it was just excruciating. Like, a lot of that stuff was bad. And I know, Aubrey, you said you liked the needle drops in this. I couldn't stand them. I was like, oh my god, no. It really gave me a bad, like, hey kids, you liked Guardians of the Galaxy? Well, here comes Godzilla X Kong. Yikes.
Yeah, I think I liked the songs on their own. Like, I like those songs.
Yeah.
But I don't like Trapper. So it's a really conflicted feeling I had there.
I also, like, it's dumb, so it's hard to be like, well, I'm upset about this and the plot doesn't make sense. But it's like, they're like, oh no, King Kong has hurt his hand. What can we do? And he's like, well, we just happen to have this giant yellow metallic gauntlet that was over here at the base that we've never seen before. No one's ever talked about before. Nothing. But I'm going to go pick it up with and apparently Trapper can fly the plane. I didn't know that, but he's going to go pick up the gauntlet and bring it over here. And it's perfect and it fits and everything works great. You know, like, oh, I guess it's fine. You know, got to give King Kong something to be able to stay in the fight with. But Jesus, like, that was just so convenient. Like, something they would have wrote out their ass on, like, on set while it was happening. Like, someone just making it up as they went along. It's just,
no, dude, that was a toy. Someone at a toy company was like, we need something that's like King Kong but with Transformers in it too. And they're like, well, we don't know how that's gonna work. Don't worry about it, you make it work. Just put King Kong in a Autobot glove and we'll sell more toys. Do it.
Let's give him the Infinity Gauntlet and we will go from there. So
how cool would it have been if Kong like put the thing on and just snapped his fingers and everything just disappeared?
That would have made the movie a lot shorter and a lot better. So, But I agree with a lot of people that have said this feels like the bad Michael Bay Transformers movies. So like almost all of them.
Sure.
And it just feels like that. It's just so dumb. And it's legitimately almost criticism proof. Like, it's just fucking stupid. And you know what you're getting when you walk into it. I didn't really like Scar that much. I don't know. It just gets so convoluted at times. And you're like, okay, these are the ancient apes that lived below the surface that fought Godzilla eons ago, who then came back and stole a monster and used a crystal to keep the monster from leaving. And then he rides on the monster. Then the monster like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot. But I mean, it's just dumb and it's stupid. That's all I can say. It's hard to sit here and just break it down and be like, okay, well, this guy's performance sucked or this was dumb, like a regular movie that we would do, because you just can't. Like this is legitimately upfront being like, hey, this is fucking stupid. You're either going to go with it or you're not. And that's it.
Right.
So Aubrey, if Noah was not going to make you go see it, would you go see Godzilla plus Kong, the Second Empire?
Probably not. No.
Marcellus Reagan.
I mean, of course. Of course. It started with Godzilla, man. It just keeps on going. The movie has not, I haven't felt like I've been disrespected or anything by these movies. You know what I mean? Like, this one seems like it's a lot more fun. So yeah, I'll definitely go check out the next one.
You want the D box?
She wants the D box.
That's right. Will you go see more movies in this format, Mark, or was it a cool one-time thing and you're good?
Oh, no. I definitely would go back to check out another movie, like a Star Wars would be good. Top Gun would be good. You know, anything that's like, you know, like all of the, even Avatar, all of the scenes of like the flying creatures and stuff in here was so much fun. And it was in 3D too. It was awesome.
Furiosa.
Yeah, that would be awesome in a D box. I'm going to mark that down right now.
I mean, I'll go see just about anything, especially if it's for the podcast. I think if it wasn't for the podcast, I definitely would not have seen this. I would like to see them bring back Gamera. I know it's not the same company, so it wouldn't be part of this, but a Gamera reboot would be fucking awesome.
Noah would love that.
Seriously. He's the friend to all children, Aubrey. Yeah. All right. Well, the only thing left to do is to give it a score from 0 to 5, with 5 being the best and 0 being the worst. Aubrey Litchfield, what do you got for Godzilla X Kong, the New Empire?
I'm going to give it a 3.5. And that seems really high, but it was awesome seeing it with Noah. And in comparison to all the other ones, it was better than the other ones, except for -1.
All right. Marcellus Reagans, how about you?
I'm going to give it a 3. It's big. It's colorful. It takes place in different settings. There's some interesting characters, despite what Aubrey says. I like Trapper. There's some interesting characters there, and it's a toy commercial disguised as a monster movie. So yeah, I think it's good. I'm giving it a 3.
All right, I am gonna give this a 2 out of 5. I just continue to reiterate the same thing. It's really dumb, and if you know what you're getting into, you'll be fine. I think this probably plays a lot better on HBO Max or something like that, where you can pause it and be like, all right, let me just get up and go do something, or even just like leave and come back like a day later and watch some more of it. I felt the runtime towards the end.
Yeah.
Even with the end of the movie being the biggest monster battle, I was feeling that runtime at that point. So I think when you watch it on streaming and pause and get up and do stuff, will probably make it even better for you. But yeah, it's just a dumb, stupid movie. It was, you know, a rainy afternoon movie. So 2 out of 5 for me. Maybe we got it right. Maybe we got it wrong. Hit us up on social media and let us know what you think. And now we're going to wrap it up before we tap it up and get some recommendations for the listeners out there. Aubrey Litchfield, what do you got?
Ah, shit. I think I recommended Surviving R. Kelly last week, right? That I just finished part 3 this week. That shit's crazy what he got away with. But I'm going to recommend everybody go read the book I'm Glad My Mom Died by Jeanette McCurdy. Pretty good. It details like the abuse that Jeanette McCurdy endured by her mother during her time being a child star. Talks a lot about eating disorders, but overall it's actually a pretty well written book, and it's a pretty quick read.
All right. Marcellus Reagans, how about you?
I'm going to recommend a TV show on Netflix called The Gentleman. It's from Guy Ritchie. And even though he made a movie called The Gentleman years ago, this one kind of takes place in the same universe, but not really, but a completely different story. Just if you like old school Guy Ritchie zaniness, This TV show has it. I think it's about 8 episodes. Blood, violence, accents you can't really understand. All of the Guy Ritchie staples are in there. But it's called The Gentlemen. It's on Netflix. I would recommend that.
All right. Well, I will recommend that you go to SoWizardPodcast.com where you can find the podcast every week. Links to all our social media accounts on the right-hand side of the page. Links to all our YouTube, Patreon content, as well as movie reviews from Stu from SWO Productions now on SoWizardPodcast.com. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Good Pods, or just about anywhere under the sun you find podcasts. We will be there. Check out the aforementioned YouTube channel. There's hours of free exclusive content on there. Adam dropped another cult classic retrospective last week for the movie Equilibrium. And that was one I had put on the list. And I was like, Adam's going to love this movie.
Little did you know.
And he fucking hated it and ripped it to shreds. And the video is doing really well. And it's frustrating because I love that movie so much. I haven't watched it in probably like 10 years. So it's probably terrible. But, you know, I do love that movie. So you can see what he thought on our YouTube channel. And of course, Patreon at patreon.com/SoWizardPodcast, where you can monetarily support the show. Get extra exclusive content. It's the only place to hear us discussing news and trailers every month. We just dropped our Patreon from last month, and we talked all about crazy trailers that come out over the course of the month of March. So check it out if you can. And I will recommend, if you have a PlayStation 5, jump onto the store, download the free demo for the game Stellar Blade. Holy shit, it's awesome. Aubrey, have you played this yet?
I haven't. I don't have a PS5.
Oh, basically, it's Dark Souls-ish X Bayonetta with like super high Asian chicks. So everything we love in this household, you know. But yeah, it's a hack and slash, pretty fun game. I enjoy the demo quite a bit, so check it out. And then head out to the theaters. Check out Monkey Man, because that, my friend, is what we will be reviewing next week on the podcast. But that is going to do it for this week. I have been your host, Joey DiCarlo, and my co-host, the queen of all nerds, Aubrey Litchfield.
Until next time, citizens.
And the expert, Mr. Marquis Marcellus Reagan.
Everybody, have yourself a great week, and Wakanda forever.
We'll see you guys next week. Good journey.